Those are a lot of my goals, having to do with my podcast, my Instagram, my Facebook group, done for you services, coaching. I am not shying out on my goals because I want to shoot for the stars. Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom. Because life is too short to have a backup plan. Welcome, welcome back to the podcast. It is a new, fresh week, or should I say midweek. I hope you have had an amazing start to your week and you continue to push through towards your goals. You can make it. You can do it. I am feeling extra inspired today as I start to talk about the new year. That's probably why I'm so excited, because I'm a very goal-driven person. I love setting new goals. I love the start of new months. I love the start of new years because I get to dream. I'm a dreamer. I think big. I hate the word reality. And so for me to be able to set goals, have a vision, and get inspired is where I thrive and is when I thrive. So talking on today's topic of, you know, setting your vision for the year ahead, 2022, and how you can set yourself up for success as we transition from 2021 into 2022. So if you want to get inspired and have a plan of action going into 2022, then you're going to want to stay tuned for this week's whole episode. So you may have heard me refer to my 3T method before. The 3 T's are target, transform, and thrive. And I always say this is not just applicable to business goals. This is also applicable to life goals and really anything that you are trying to make happen. So those 3 T's, target, transform, and thrive, are ways that you can set up your action plan so that you can actually see results. So T, target, is all about getting clear on your vision. What are you actually after? Okay, so once we get super clear on what you're after, then we can start to map out how to get there. But we first need to know what we're aiming for. How you get clear is by asking yourself questions or having someone else ask you questions, also known as a coach that someone else could be, or a friend or a mentor or somebody that's gonna have maybe some insight on what you're actually going after as well would be definitely beneficial. So once you ask yourself questions, as you're diving into what you're after, what you desire, what you see yourself doing, what you feel your purpose is aligned with, once you have asked yourself these questions for the new year, you want to ask yourself why. You want to keep on asking yourself the question why until you have that crystal clear vision. The reason why we want to get so super clear on what we're after is because the only way we can move towards something is by actually knowing what that something is. We need to know the why behind it. We need to know what we're driving towards so we can ensure we're growing and not staying stagnant. We're not plateaued, or we're not going the opposite direction. Sometimes that vision is clear at the beginning and it gets a bit blurry. So we come back to those whys to refocus our direction so we can continue to grow. And it's okay for your vision to expand or change over time. But when we're first starting out creating a plan, we need to know what that plan is for. So first is getting super clear on what your vision is. Once you're clear on what you're after, it's time to ask yourself the second T, which is transform. Transform is about the actual taking action. It's the implementation that is going to get you to accomplish or fulfill that vision you have set for yourself. So how can you go from the place you are right now to where you want to be? Okay. How do you know what actions you need to take in order for you to have accomplished this thing? Now, I actually have a practice for you to implement today. So whether you're listening as you're walking on the treadmill, if you're driving a car, or if you are washing the dishes, whatever you may be doing right now while you're listening, take time to pause. Maybe obviously not if you're driving or something like that, but take time to come back to this episode and pause and actually get out a notepad and pen. And if you're free right now, then right now, pause this episode, grab your notepad, grab your pen, and then start to play again. I'll wait. Okay, great. Now you have your pen, you have your notepad, and you are ready to actually take action today. Fantastic. Now what you're going to do is write out what that goal is or what that vision is or where you want to be at the halfway mark through 2022 or the end of 2022. Where do you see yourself? What is your environment? What is your mental, your physical state? Whatever you want to write down, whatever you're referring to, whether it be your business or your life, you're going to write down what that vision is. And now I want you to write down where you're currently at right now. Okay, so write down where you want to be and write down where you're at. Then you're going to draw an arrow all the way from where you are to where you want to be. What happens in this space? What needs to happen in this space? And you may be wondering, well, you know, that's the problem, Emily. I'm not sure what I need to do. But often we do know what we need to do. It's just actually doing it is the hard part. It's not that we're unsure of what we need to do. It's that we allow our mindset or our self-belief, or should I say lack of self-belief, get in the way of actually taking action. So this isn't about motivation. This is about determination. This is about discipline. This is about resilience, our ability to keep on going, even when we're faced with external factors coming against us or mindset things that are coming up, trying to hold us back. It's our ability to keep on going. It's our ability to take action that's actually going to allow us to unlock this new self potential, this growth potential we have. So once you have where you want to be versus where you are now, you have an arrow drawing between the two, and you have space in between these two things. What is happening in this space? I want you to now write down 20 different ways that you can make this happen. So what are 20 ways that you can be in the position you want to be 6 months from now or a year from now? Okay, so take the time to write out 20 different ways you can accomplish this goal. Once you've written that down, if you're listening right now and you're writing down right now, take a pause. Once you have finished those 20 ways, then play again. Great to have you back. Now that you have those 20 ways down on a list, I want you to highlight the top three approaches. So the top three approaches that you think you can do, I'm sure you can do all of them, that you will do consistently, and that it also excites you. Which ones are most appealing? Okay, so highlight the top three things, approaches that are going to help you get to the place you want to be. Okay, now that you have those three things out of 20 highlighted, that's what you're going to start with, and that's what you're going to focus on. So rather than focusing on doing all 20, let's not do that at the moment. Let's focus on those three. Okay? You're going to apply those three different approaches, however you're going to balance them. You're going to apply those three different approaches for 6 to 8 weeks. Okay? So that is the T, that is the transform part of the target, transform, and thrive method. So first T, target. We've gotten crystal clear on what you're after. Second T is transform. It's actually taking action on the plan we just created, which are those three different approaches to accomplishing your goal. The third is thrive. So in order to thrive, we need to grow. We need to get uncomfortable. We need to adapt. And so what you're going to want to do is after 6 to 8 weeks of applying those three approaches consistently, you want to reflect. You want to reflect on what is working, what isn't working. Am I being consistent with all three? Am I only doing one of the things? What could I be doing better? And then you are going to want to apply the process. The process that allows you to refine what you're currently doing to optimize your time and energy. And that process is observe, absorb, apply, refine, repeat. Okay, you may have heard me say this before, but that is what a proven strategy is. It's a strategy that has been observed, it's been absorbed, it's been applied, it's been refined, and it's been repeated. So that's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to check out what you're currently doing. And let's say two out of three of the approaches is working really well, but one of the approaches is not serving you, or not serving you as well as the other approaches. I want you to revisit that list of 20 items and replace that one approach that isn't serving you with the next best thing, with one of those other 20 ways. Because now you have a whole list. You have a whole list of things that you can swap out. Again, we want to observe what is working. We want to absorb the information, take in that data. We want to apply, you know, new strategy as well as the strategy that's already working for us. We want to refine it. We want to tweak what isn't working or replace it. And we want to repeat. We want to repeat what is working. Okay? So in order to thrive, you need to change. And that's where the observe, absorb, apply, refine, repeat process comes into play. So what are you applying that is working? What are you applying that isn't working? And making adaptations accordingly. This is how you're going to have your best business year in 2022. You're going to get clear with targeting your vision, targeting your goal, knowing exactly what you're after. You're going to create multiple ways that you can achieve this. And you are going to see what is working, see what isn't working, and change your approach accordingly. Give it time, give it consistency, give it that 6 to 8 weeks before you're doing any of the revisions. Let me know how this goes for you. I'm so excited for this new year. I have lots of goals set, as you could hear from my last episode where I talk about diversifying my streams of income. Those are a lot of my goals having to do with my podcast, my Instagram, my Facebook group, done for you services, coaching. I am not shying out on my goals because I want to shoot for the stars, you know, and even if I get halfway there, I'm going to be happy. So I like to dream big. As I said, I don't like the word realistic, because what does that even mean? Your reality, my reality can be completely different. And that's why this is the Living Limitless podcast, because you have limitless potential, and do not allow your current circumstances to define your future. Your current circumstance does not define your future unless you allow it to. Okay? I am so excited to see you guys grow and hear about what goals you've set. If you're listening to this podcast episode, please direct message me, letting me know what you thought of today's episode and what your goals for the new year are. I would love to hear. I'd love to encourage you and support you as you are going for the gold. And I hope to have you tuning in for next week's episode, as it's going to be a good one. Bye for now. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.